Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN on a Monday morning. Our show lineup looks like this. This morning, we're going to talk with some guests from Manhattan Parks and Rec. We'll also hear from the Flint Hills Bread Basket and their fundraiser coming up this weekend, and also Flint Hills Attabus towards the end of the program. We start, as we do, though, every first Monday of the month with Parks and Rec. And joining us here today, three guests. Assistant Director of Parks and Rec, Wyatt Thompson, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
We also have Park Superintendent Casey Smithson is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Stormwater Compliance Engineer Bill Heatherman joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you all three on today. We'll be talking about a number of things, including what's going on today with the Parks and Rec Advisory Board. We'll be talking a little bit about Linear Trail and some other things going on at the department. But, of course, we do start with Parks and Rec Advisory Board. That is always held the first Monday of each month. Wyatt, what will be discussed this morning, or this afternoon, I guess?
Yeah, so the Parks and Rec Advisory Board meets at 4:30 on the first Monday of every month. So that's this afternoon at 4:30 at City Hall. We're mostly going to be talking about trails with an update on the recreation and trails sales tax. A lot of the same stuff we're going to be talking about here this morning. We'll also have a short update on the 2023 to 2027 capital improvement program and the projects that the city and Parks and Recreation may be looking to do in the future. And then we'll have a brief update on the Indoor Aquatic Steering Committee. They're having their final meeting tonight at 6:30. So we'll have to squeeze in the Park and Rec Board. And then some of us are headed over across town to the fire station headquarters to participate in that final Aquatic Steering Committee meeting as well. So the public's welcome to join us at City Hall or view the meeting on Cable Channel 3 or the city's website at cityofmhk.com/TV.
All right, that'll be interesting. So that's their final meeting for that steering committee. What will be the next step in that since this is their final meeting?
So they will be kind of formulating, but finishing some discussion that they had a month or two ago on the location of the recommendation for a new aquatic center. And so the next step would be to deliver that recommendation to the city commission. I have not heard a date for that to occur yet, but probably sometime this spring, I would anticipate that committee will make a kind of summary of their findings and the discussions they've had and a recommendation for how to move forward with some type of indoor aquatics options for the community.
All right. Well, that'd be something to keep an eye on, because I know a lot of folks are interested in that here in Manhattan. Another thing that is going on right now is you mentioned a little bit on the Linear Trail and what's going on there. We're going to get an update from Bill Heatherman about that, and the Manhattan River Trails are closed for levee construction.
Thank you. So the long-awaited levee reconstruction project has begun. Contractors mobilized, and folks will start seeing more construction and construction activity here as we move into the spring. One consequence of that is that the Linear Trail is closed, and that includes the River Trail system adjacent.
And how long is that closure for?
So the project as a whole, the levee project, is slated for a little over 2 years. And much of the trail system will have to be closed during the majority of that. A portion of Linear Trail is actually still open. The portion from Hayes and Casement intersection down to the boat ramp park by US 24, that'll be able to remain open for a couple more months until a little bit later this spring we'll have to close that as well. But unfortunately, this is a big project, and the Linear and River Trails will be closed for most of the next 2 years.
Hmm. Well, that's a tough deal, but obviously an important project in the long run here, as this is something necessary for the city.
That's right, Brandon. We've worked for decades, actually, to be able to do the bolstering of the levee system. The levee system has provided great protection for the city of Manhattan since the early 60s when it was built. We had a pretty close call in 93, and that really led to a series of studies and investigations that showed that in order to make sure we have the reliability of the levee that we need in the long run, that some pretty major upgrades were needed. And so we're very thankful to have the support of the Corps of Engineers and the federal government, along with our own community that provided funding so that we can carry this project forward.
All right. What kind of, you mentioned for the next 2 years this is going to be taking place. What will we start to see initially here as far as construction is concerned?
So a lot of the construction pieces of the levee are kind of tucked away. So most folks going about their daily business probably won't see all the magnitude, but you'll probably see more trucks and supplies and deliveries on Fort Riley Boulevard in US 24. What the first item of work is actually some relief wells. One of the ways that levees can fail is if groundwater weakens the foundation, and one measure against that is to put in relief wells that allow us to control that groundwater. And so that's one of the biggest items of work that'll get started a little later this summer once the weather has improved and we get into regular construction season. There'll also be the start of embankments, earthen embankments being built, and folks will probably see a lot more trucks hauling dirt back and forth.
Now, it looks like according to this map here, there will be some phases that will stay open. The boat ramp over on Highway 24 by the river, that will stay open. Will that be through the whole process?
Yes, the boat ramp park itself and the launch there to get onto the river will remain open throughout the project.
Okay, very good. Well, this is obviously a big project, and we'll continue to watch that go. You know, there are other opportunities for folks, I know, that utilize those trails. Obviously, having the closure for the next year is going to be a tough deal, but I know that there's other options, Wyatt.
Yeah, we do have a pretty extensive trail network and system throughout the city. We just recently released the 2022 trail guide and bike map, and that's available on the Park and Rec website or the city website. mhkprd.com/trails is one place you can locate that. And we should have physical copies of those maps here just any day now. And so you could pick those up soon at City Hall or library or various other places around town. And those maps really do show some good other alternative routes. You know, it shows that Lanier and the river trails are closed, and it does provide some other options for folks. I would point out that Lanier Trail west of South Manhattan Avenue will be open, and that's not part of the levee system. So the trail as it goes through the Pecan Grove and over Wildcat Creek at the low water bridge and on west, you know, under Seth Childs, that's all going to remain open, as well as a lot of our other trails around the community. So I would encourage people to grab a map when they're available and find out what other trail opportunities there are, you know, near their home or work.
All right, very good. We're talking with Wyatt Thompson and Bill Heatherman here from Manhattan Parks and Rec. Casey Smithson also joining us here this morning as well. So move on to our next topic here, and that is the Recreation and Trails Sales Tax Project Update. Wyatt, you have some more information on that?
I do. So this will be the bulk of what we present to the Park and Recreation Advisory Board tonight. So all of our listeners are getting a little bit of a preview of that topic. The Rec and Trail sales tax, of course, was voter supported and approved in 2017. And that's the sales tax that helped us construct the recreation centers at Anthony and Eisenhower. In a few years, it will also start a redevelopment of Seco Park with the ball fields and tennis courts there. There's also a piece of that tax, about $2 million, that's been dedicated toward trail development over that 10-year period of the tax from 2017 to 2027. And so, you know, we're grateful for that. We've been able to make some progress on some smaller projects here the past couple of years. And we do have some discussions tonight with the Park and Rec Board about, you know, what those possible future projects might be, particularly as they align to, you know, the bicycle pedestrian master plan, or, you know, the long held the community desire to finish Lanier Trail. You know, those are all kind of opportunities that we're looking for.
Okay. Again, that meeting is at 4:30 tonight, and you can check that out at City Hall, Cox Cable Channel 3, or on the city's website, cityofmhk.com/TV. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with our Parks and Rec officials in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.